All right, it's the last week of November, and as always, we find ourselves in Kokomo with Mayor Greg Goodnight. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks again for having us as part of your program.
And we'll start the show by saying that this will be the last time that we're with Mayor Goodnight here in Kokomo, because the next show in December is actually on Christmas Day. So we normally don't do a show on that day, and if we do, not many people would probably be able to listen to you.
Right, right. I probably wouldn't get much of an audience.
Yeah, no. So sorry about that, just the way it fell. But maybe in a way it kind of works out anyway, because you won't be back in January. You're probably starting to tie loose ends up. What's going on right now?
Well, right now, you're exactly right, trying to finish up some things we had in the pipeline. I've met with the incoming mayor, the new mayor-elect, and actually meeting with him later today to kind of brief him and bring him up to speed on things that are happening and things that potentially may happen, and just kind of work on that transition. And it's went so far so good. It's went really well, I've given him quite a bit of information. I've also given him the veto power if he doesn't want information on this, or if he wants to wait till we get closer. So I've been in his shoes 12 years ago, and he's just getting hit from all directions. So I'm trying to make sure everything's necessary that I give him, and kind of cut some of the fat out of it.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time we've talked since the elections. Anything surprise you about elections this past November?
There were maybe a couple of the council races that were a little surprising to me, to be honest with you. Statewide, I saw a few things in the suburbs of Indianapolis for a person of my party, was surprisingly good. My friend Tom Henry won with his biggest margin of victory for his fourth term in Fort Wayne. Everybody was saying that was going to be a nail biter, and he won with a substantial margin. And so, there were some surprises across the state. I enjoy following, even though I wasn't on the ballot this year, I still enjoy following some of the other races. And obviously, I have friends that were up for re-election. So.
How was turnout?
Turnout here in Kokomo was really, percentage-wise, was very strong. I don't know if it was the highest percentage, probably the highest percentage in at least the last two or three election cycles. So.
You talked a little bit about the transition process, but for those who don't know what goes on behind the scenes, how does that happen from election day when a new mayor is elected to the time you leave?
I met with my predecessor twice in between the election night and my swearing in. I reached out to the mayor-elect, not the day after the election. I waited a couple of days. We had each other's cell phone number, so I just sent him a text, congratulations, really like to bring you up to speed when it's convenient. And we've met a few times, like I said, I think three times, getting ready to meet for the fourth time. And it kind of starts with really some basic things here, what can I get for you? Here's what's coming that you're going to have to address fairly soon. I even shared with him some things that were going to be going in front of the council before the end of the year. If these are problematic, you need to say so very quickly, and kind of wanted to get his thoughts and input. And so it's really, from my end of it, I feel like we've been very accommodating, and I think he's been very grateful that we're trying to share as much information as possible. And I think it's very likely he's going to keep some of the key staff, whether that's 20% or 75%, I don't know, but I know there are some people that they're just good, good public servants.
One of the things that you'll have to hand off, of course, is the conference center. Where is that right now?
We are the parking garage element. So there's kind of two pieces to it. There's the parking garage, which will be built across from City Hall. That's going to happen. In fact, you'll see ground. You may not be back up here for it, but the ground will be broken here in the next couple of weeks, and that will start. The hotel conference center, we are finishing up the final details of financing. Ground probably won't break on that unless we just have a very mild winter. I can't see that happening until maybe late February, early March, unless we just have a really mild winter. But you'll start seeing that happen. And I think the construction on that's projected to be somewhere around 18 months. So.
And I know there's a new developer with that. That's moving along okay.
Yes, it has. So far, that's went really well. But still can't, we're not going to be able to beat the weather and get that started before the end of the year.
A couple things to update. The ice arena is, I see it's up. I drove by it, but I'm not sure it's open yet.
I think it opens today
okay.
or tomorrow. The hope was to open it for the weekend. That didn't happen. Obviously, we had some warm weather and a couple other just technical problems with the chillers. But the information I received on Saturday, they hope to be open this week. So, and that will go through the first part of January, I believe.
And something I saw in the Kokomo Tribune about the Polar Bear Express train not running. Is that a, that who runs that?
That was run previously. It had been run by the Noblesville Historical Train Museum, I believe.
Right.
I can't remember quite their official term or name. But that's, in a lot of ways, and I don't know if it's been completely disbanded, but it's been somewhat disbanded. So that's not going to take place. And they had done, this would have been the third year, and it had been very successful. And it was a fun event and a historic train, and it kind of went from Kokomo into Cass County, just about halfway up to Logansport and back. But it was a nice, fun event, family event. So.
Yeah. And we did a show on
the
train.
Oh, yeah, yes,
I don't know if that was last year or
2 years
ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. We actually, from one, that's right. We
did. It was a little chilly.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. I think if I remember right, it reminded us that there was no heat in there.
And we've experienced a lot of fun things on the show. I've been to the Cyberling Museum, the opalescent glass. We've been to the parks. We've been to the new brewery that was at
Tin Man.
Yeah. At the
old train depot.
Train depot, yeah. And
I forgot we had taped one in there. That's right.
Yeah. So when we kind of look back through your 12 years as mayor, now that you're kind of wrapping up, what is there something that you'd say that, wow, I would have never, ever guessed? Because there's nothing like being mayor. You can't describe that to someone, right? Like
yes. No, you're right. You can't really describe it. And I was told this at our new mayor orientation by Bluffton Mayor Ted Ellis, who didn't run this year. And so he's finishing up, I think, his 20th year as mayor of Bluffton. And he said, he talked about how weather and the weather will have such an impact on your day-to-day job. And you kind of laugh at that or snicker. And the truth is, that is exactly the truth. From leaves blocking the sewer grades to the costs of these weather when you have all the snow and the ice and how that can bust your budget pretty quickly. And then obviously we dealt with two devastating tornadoes, 2013, 2016, 100-year flood in 2013. When you have power outages, at some point you have to make a decision. Do we try to get a temporary shelter open for people that may have be without power for substantial periods of time? That's what I was not prepared for. And I, even after I was warned, I still didn't quite understand. And then throw in the heat and droughts. And we had a drought a few years ago. And how that impacts, activities in the parks because the grass is dying or potentially dying. So yeah, there's weather is the one thing you have zero control over, and there's just no way to you just have to deal with the situation.
Well, and we were talking about all the fun things we were able to do, but there were some trying times too. And you mentioned the tornadoes.
Yeah.
And you took us through Kokomo, a tour of the damage pre and post too, the cleanup. That probably, what the most trying times as mayor?
Yes, I would say the second tornado, not with no disrespect to the people that suffered through the first tornado and the damage and just the trauma that they may have experienced. The second one just, because it was less than 3 years. The 2013 came in November, the 2016 came in, I believe it was the latter part of August, so it had not even been 3 years, and took a very similar path. And that one was just emotionally tough, not just for, you know, for me, but for so many people, because it was the same neighborhoods, even if it wasn't, although it was some people, you know, their properties were damaged both times. And just to see that we, you know, you just feel like you went through this once and then for it to happen again. And it, that second tornado was, it was probably the worst time.
So is that the same advice you're going to pass along to more weather?
Yeah. And he'll probably laugh when I tell him that. Yeah, but I think if you over a period of time, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, he would probably agree, or at least say if it wasn't, it would be in the top three.
Well, and I know people who listen to this show always say, even if they're not from Kokomo, they always enjoy listening to all the mayors because of the different cities, the different things that happen. You know, it's funny to go to Terre Haute and talk about a casino, yeah. Come here and talk about, you know, a baseball stadium, yeah. Or, you know, what have you.
Well, I think what you do, and I want to commend you and WFIU for following four, you know, similar cities, but very unique cities. And it gives us a chance to learn, not just as mayors and elected officials, but does give us a chance as constituents to see and hear what's going on in other places, and keeps us connected in many ways. And the fact that Kokomo is the only city you cover that's north of Indianapolis, it's important to us, and I hope you continue that with the next administration.
Well, and you've been involved in so many statewide activities as well with AIM. You were president at one point.
Still on the executive board through the end of the year. And,
yeah. So it's been good to get your perspective on statewide issues. Yeah. What are some of the things for those people who are listening right now that need to, you know, you're going to leave. I mean, you'll still be around, but you know, in some capacity,
sure.
But not as mayor.
Sure.
What are those things that people should be addressing and not forgetting about as time moves on?
Well, I think we still have challenges here in Indiana. You have to remember that, maybe a third or so of the counties are growing in population, while two-thirds of the counties are losing or at least stagnant in population growth during relatively good economic times. So this Ball State just released a study last week. I haven't read the entire study, but it talks about things, you know, that are changing and how social and educational, that capital is more important than just the machinery and the physical capital that a lot of businesses make. And basically, you know, it's talent attraction. And we've got to compete, Indiana has to compete with other states and the rest of the world on attracting the top talent to our community. And most of those people want to live, not everybody, but the overwhelming majority want to live in urbanized areas, and they want to live in nice, safe, clean, vibrant cities that offer a lot of different amenities. And so we have to create those spaces, and that's what cities offer if we make the right decision. So the challenges facing Kokomo aren't that much different than other mid-sized Midwest cities or even beyond the Midwest.
Well, I was going to ask the same question, but for those residents just in Kokomo, for Kokomo, is that the same answer, or is there anything more specific for those that you'd like the residents of Kokomo to keep addressing as time goes on?
Yeah, I think, you know, that and on a broader scale, I've tried to communicate, sometimes getting pushback and again, people that maybe don't believe it's the right thing, but we have to be able to adapt as a community. And, what gave us a lot of success in the 1920s and the 50s and the 1970s and at the turn of the century may not be the, you know, we're going to have to change how we look at ourselves, how we connect, and how we respond to the challenges that come in front of us. So just being adaptable to a changing world is probably going to serve us well.
So if you had to today bury a time capsule for your 12 years as mayor, and 50 years from now, you know, people would open it up and see what Mayor Goodnight put in that time capsule.
Oh.
What would you put in it?
Well, you didn't give me much time to think, so
I know.
You're putting me really
exactly.
On the spot. I'm not sure what it
and
was.
And it doesn't have to be a physical thing.
Yeah.
This is kind of an open-ended question.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, as we look at ourselves now, we've done pretty well, and we've overcome a lot of challenges. But I think we all can, whether we want it to be or not, we're going to have challenges in front of us. And, you know, I think it would be that being that open to adapt and open to change and hopefully, you know, with all things, we, you know, are, you know, continue to be a kind, caring city. That's what, you know, I hope that's how people recognize us now, and I hope that's how they would see us in the future.
So any word on the future of what Mayor Goodnight will be doing personally, on January 1st, yeah. besides resting? I don't know.
No, I probably won't be resting. I've had very lucky, very grateful. I've had a lot of opportunities come in front of me, and I've been able to sift through. You know, I'm 54, so I tell people, not saying I would never run for an office again, but right now I want to take a couple years, 2-3 years off, and do something different. And either I'll someday in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years think about running for something again, or I won't. So that's on the political side. On the personal side, no, I've got a lot of opportunities. I love the work with cities, and so I think everything I'm, as I'm kind of finalizing and scrutinizing the opportunities, it's going to be dealing in some form or fashion with cities and communities, small towns maybe, and just really ways that trying to help them become the best that they can be, in some sort of different capacity though. You know, maybe work. You know, I've had opportunities in the private sector to do some consulting and things like that. And I tell people I'll probably go down from 12 jobs to 3 or 4. So,
or the opposite.
No. I'm no more. I'm 12. I've been doing 12 jobs for the last 12 years. So now I'm going to pare it down a little bit.
Well, thanks for being on the show and for doing Ask the Mayor. Now, I don't know if you were on all 12 years,
I think
because I wasn't obviously here for all of that.
Yeah, originally.
It was a phone-in show.
It was phone-in and over the radio, originally. Yeah. So, but it's been in front of the camera for quite a while now. So, and my predecessor, Mayor McKillop, he did this as well.
Yeah.
So you guys have been covering us for close to 15, 16 years.
Well, we have something from the station. It's not much. But you always have that IU cup.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd get you something that has the station logo on it.
Very
it's a WFIU
nice.
Water holder. And
I
hope you'll enjoy that on the parks and on.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
That means a lot. It really does. And
it's not much. And of course, you'll get the T-shirt that said, I was on Ask the Mayor for 12 years. All I got was a...
It's
a mug. Yeah.
A nice mug.
No.
But I appreciate it. Like I say, it's important, I think, to follow other communities, and the fact that you've done this consistently and professionally, I feel like you've portrayed Kokomo in a positive light. So that's kudos to you and everyone at the station.
Well, thanks for letting us ask the hard questions too, because it goes both ways.
Yeah, that's fine. It's very fair. So thank you.
Thank you.